Érettségi vizsga angol nyelvből. Hallott szöveg értése középszint.
Welcome to the listening component of the Matura examination. The listening material and the instructions are recorded on this CD, and the tasks and instructions are printed in your test booklet. There will be three tasks, and every recording will be played twice. The task will begin with some music, and then you will hear, and you can also read, the instructions to the task. This will be followed by a silent period on the CD in order to give you some time to look at the task in your test booklet before hearing the text. Then we will play the recording in one piece. After another short silent period, we will play the recording for the second time, but now in shorter sections and with breaks between the sections in order to give you enough time to write down your answers. Please note that the first item in each task, marked with a tick, is always an example. The whole test is exactly 30 minutes long. Good luck.
Listen.
Task 1. In this section, you are going to hear someone talk about the life of a certain Dick, a guy that everybody loves. Your task is to find one incorrect word in each of the following sentences. First, cross it out and then write the correct one on the line after the sentence. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
I like to bark, howl at the moon, go to the park and sleep all afternoon. I got it made in the shade, 'cause I live a dog's life. I've got some habits.
Everyone agrees that Dick has got a wonderful personality. He's gentle, hard-working, patient and clever, and he never forgets his friends. Dick comes from an old family of farm workers. His mother used to work on a chicken farm. It was her job to round up the hens and turkeys and make them go into the hen houses. Dick's grandfather worked with a sheep farmer. He used to bring the sheep in from the fields when the farmer wanted them. He was very good at picking out one sheep from a group and bringing it into the farmyard. Dick himself is not a farm worker. He lives with a large family and spends his time playing with the children, lying comfortably in front of the fire. But he has not forgotten the kind of work his fathers and grandfathers did for hundreds of years. When he goes out for a walk with the family, he runs round them, trying to keep them all together. Dick's favourite food is meat. He eats nearly a kilo of meat every day. He also eats rice, cereal, eggs and biscuits. This makes him quite expensive to feed, but cooking for Dick is not very hard work. He only eats one meal a day, and although he never says thank you, anyone can see that he means it. Dick's friends think that he's very good-looking. They admire his long legs and his wonderful, thick, white hair. But strangers sometimes wonder about his hairstyle. How can he possibly see, they say. His hair hangs right over his eyes. Dick doesn't seem to mind. He can see very well. And anyway, his hair is one of his best points. The people that he lives with brush it every day. They want to make sure that he always looks his best. They point with pride to the 9 large silver cups on the piano. Good old Dick, they say. One of the finest old English sheepdogs in the country.
I gotta go now. It's time for my life. 'Cause I live a dog's life.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
I like to bark, howl at the moon, go to the park and sleep all afternoon. I got it made in the shade, 'cause I live a dog's life. I've got some habits I know I should change.
Everyone agrees that Dick has got a wonderful personality. He's gentle, hard-working, patient and clever, and he never forgets his friends. Dick comes from an old family of farm workers. His mother used to work on a chicken farm. It was her job to round up the hens and turkeys and make them go into the hen houses. Dick's grandfather worked with a sheep farmer. He used to bring the sheep in from the fields when the farmer wanted them. He was very good at picking out one sheep from a group and bringing it into the farmyard. Dick himself is not a farm worker. He lives with a large family and spends his time playing with the children, lying comfortably in front of the fire. But he has not forgotten the kind of work his fathers and grandfathers did for hundreds of years. When he goes out for a walk with the family, he runs round them, trying to keep them all together. Dick's favourite food is meat. He eats nearly a kilo of meat every day. He also eats rice, cereal, eggs and biscuits. This makes him quite expensive to feed. But cooking for Dick is not very hard work. He only eats one meal a day, and although he never says thank you, anyone can see that he means it. Dick's friends think that he's very good-looking. They admire his long legs and his wonderful, thick, white hair. But strangers sometimes wonder about his hairstyle. How can he possibly see, they say. His hair hangs right over his eyes. Dick doesn't seem to mind. He can see very well. And anyway, his hair is one of his best points. People that he lives with brush it every day. They want to make sure that he always looks his best. They point with pride to the 9 large silver cups on the piano. "Good old Dick," they say. "One of the finest old English sheepdogs in the country."
I gotta go now, it's time for my life, 'cause I live a dog's life.
That is the end of task one. Task two. In this section, you are going to hear a radio interview with a young musician called Julian Camarena. Your task is to circle the letter or letters of the correct answer or answers in the boxes on the right. Please note that in this task, both answers may be correct. However, there is always at least one correct answer. This means you will have to circle 1 or 2 letters. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
Don't leave me out in this rain. If you let me in, I can heal all the pain. There's too many broken hearts in this game. I can fix yours if you just let me.
Julian Camarena, an aspiring young musician with an already impressive fan base, is at the other end of the line. Julian, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for calling me.
What motivates you to write music?
My motivation for music is always changing. One day I might be motivated by a specific life experience. Other times I'm motivated simply by my imagination. However, my main motivation is my fans. One thing that I always keep in mind while writing my music is my fans.
Have you held any jobs other than being a musician? If so, what were they?
I used to work with my dad when I was really young, helping him sell his paintings at art shows, as well as his art gallery. Also, for one summer, after I graduated high school, I did work at a movie theater for about 3 days before I decided to quit. I probably would have gotten fired eventually anyways, because I had absolutely no interest in it whatsoever.
If you could not be a musician, what would you do for a living?
Well, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a professional basketball player, but soon realized that I really wasn't good and probably wasn't that passionate about it. When I was a young teen, I was really into martial arts and actually received a black belt in Taekwondo. But my passion for music eventually took over. Honestly, I really couldn't see myself doing anything else.
What are your thoughts on diet and exercise? How often do you work out?
I think diet and exercise are extremely important, and they are definitely a key to success. I wouldn't be able to be as creative as I am, or work as hard and as many hours as I do, without the energy that you get from working out and eating healthy. Whenever I am stressed or need to clear my mind, I always go for a run, and I can't start my day without working out first. I just feel really weird if I don't.
What movies do you like? Would you ever consider going into acting in the future?
I'm obsessed with Asian martial art films. I really enjoy the martial arts in them, and they always have the craziest camera movements and fight sequences, especially in a lot of the more recent ones. I definitely would consider going into acting. I have a keen interest in film and movies, and have always been fascinated with the process of making them, so I would definitely love to be a part of one. Also, I think acting and performing music go hand in hand.
Do you have a plan B?
I never have had a plan B. It's funny, because people always tell me when I was attending university that it's good that I'm getting a degree and I have something to fall back on just in case my career didn't work out. I would always just laugh and tell them that getting educated wasn't a fallback plan. It was just another tool in helping me succeed in becoming a good musician.
Lastly, for those that have not heard your music, why should they give it a listen?
The main reason why they should listen to my music is that it is 100% genuine. From the lyrics to the production, it's all me. I think it's very rare nowadays for an artist to be the songwriter, the producer, and singer. Also, I never write a song just to write a song. It all means something. I make sure that if it's a sad song, you can feel the emotion. And if it's a fun song, you have a good time listening to it.
Julian, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Don't leave me out in this rain. If you let me in, I can heal all the pain. There's too many broken hearts in this game. I can fix yours if you just let me.
Julian Camarena, an aspiring young musician with an already impressive fan base, is at the other end of the line. Julian, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for calling me.
What motivates you to write music?
My motivation for music is always changing. One day I might be motivated by a specific life experience. Other times I'm motivated simply by my imagination. However, my main motivation is my fans. One thing that I always keep in mind while writing my music is my fans.
Have you held any jobs other than being a musician? If so, what were they?
I used to work with my dad when I was really young, helping him sell his paintings at art shows, as well as his art gallery. Also, for one summer, after I graduated high school, I did work at a movie theater for about 3 days before I decided to quit. I probably would have gotten fired eventually anyways, because I had absolutely no interest in it whatsoever.
If you could not be a musician, what would you do for a living?
Well, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a professional basketball player, but soon realized that I really wasn't good and probably wasn't that passionate about it. When I was a young teen, I was really into martial arts and actually received a black belt in Taekwondo. But my passion for music eventually took over. Honestly, I really couldn't see myself doing anything else.
What are your thoughts on diet and exercise? How often do you work out?
I think diet and exercise are extremely important, and they are definitely a key to success. I wouldn't be able to be as creative as I am, or work as hard and as many hours as I do, without the energy that you get from working out and eating healthy. Whenever I am stressed or need to clear my mind, I always go for a run, and I can't start my day without working out first. I just feel really weird if I don't.
What movies do you like? Would you ever consider going into acting in the future?
I'm obsessed with Asian martial art films. I really enjoy the martial arts in them, and they always have the craziest camera movements and fight sequences, especially in a lot of the more recent ones. I definitely would consider going into acting. I have a keen interest in film and movies, and have always been fascinated with the process of making them, so I would definitely love to be a part of one. Also, I think acting and performing music go hand in hand.
Do you have a plan B?
I never have had a plan B. It's funny, because people always tell me when I was attending university that it's good that I'm getting a degree and I have something to fall back on just in case my career didn't work out. I would always just laugh and tell them that getting educated wasn't a fallback plan. It was just another tool in helping me succeed in becoming a good musician.
Lastly, for those that have not heard your music, why should they give it a listen?
The main reason why they should listen to my music is that it is 100% genuine. From the lyrics to the production, it's all me. I think it's very rare nowadays for an artist to be the songwriter, the producer, and singer. Also, I never write a song just to write a song. It all means something. I make sure that if it's a sad song, you can feel the emotion. And if it's a fun song, you have a good time listening to it.
Julian, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
That is the end of Task 2. Task 3. In this section, you will hear a true story that happened in Columbus, Ohio. Your task is to decide whether the following statements are true, false, or we do not know because the text does not say, and write the appropriate letter in the boxes on the right. Write A if the statement is true, write B if the statement is false, and write C if the text does not say. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. A means true. B means false. C means the text does not say. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording. Let me tell you about my day last night, 'cause everything really went right. Don't get me wrong, I don't want to brag, but it was just money in the bag, said money in the bag.
Mel Kaiser was driving along a busy highway in Columbus, Ohio. He saw an armored truck a few cars ahead of him. Suddenly, the back doors of the armored truck opened, and a blue plastic bag fell out of the truck. A car in front of Mr. Kaiser hit the bag. The bag ripped, and money spilled out. Then another bag fell out of the truck, and another. Soon, money was flying everywhere. "What are those green papers on the highway?" drivers wondered. "Are they leaves?" Then drivers realized that the green papers were not leaves, they were money. Drivers slammed on their brakes and stopped right in the middle of the highway. People jumped out of their cars and began to pick up money. Mr. Kaiser also got out of his car. He grabbed a plastic bag of money, put the bag in his car, and drove away. Later, Mr. Kaiser counted the money. He had $57,000. For the next 2 hours, Mr. Kaiser thought about the money. He needed a new gate for his house. He wanted to take a vacation in Florida. He dreamed about spending the money. Then he went to the police station and returned the $57,000. Mr. Kaiser returned $57,000, and other people returned money, too. But over $1 million were still missing. The armored truck company offered a 10% reward. "If you return $1,000, for example, we'll pay you $100," the company said. Mel Kaiser had returned $57,000, so the company gave him a reward of $5,700. More people returned money and got rewards. But over $500,000 were still missing. One man, who had taken some money, telephoned a Columbus newspaper. The man did not give his name. "I took two bags of money," he said. "I'm going to take the money and leave Columbus. I have enough money for the rest of my life." Money in the bag, says
money in the bag. Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections. Let me tell you about my date last night, 'cause everything really went right. Don't get me wrong, I don't want to brag, but it was just money in the bag, said money in the bag.
Mel Kaiser was driving along a busy highway in Columbus, Ohio. He saw an armored truck a few cars ahead of him. Suddenly, the back doors of the armored truck opened, and a blue plastic bag fell out of the truck. A car in front of Mr. Kaiser hit the bag. The bag ripped, and money spilled out. Then another bag fell out of the truck, and another. Soon, money was flying everywhere. "What are those green papers on the highway?" drivers wondered. "Are they leaves?" Then drivers realized that the green papers were not leaves, they were money. Drivers slammed on their brakes and stopped right in the middle of the highway. People jumped out of their cars and began to pick up money. Mr. Kaiser also got out of his car. He grabbed a plastic bag of money, put the bag in his car, and drove away. Later, Mr. Kaiser counted the money. He had $57,000. For the next 2 hours, Mr. Kaiser thought about the money. He needed a new gate for his house. He wanted to take a vacation in Florida. He dreamed about spending the money. Then he went to the police station and returned the $57,000. Mr. Kaiser returned $57,000, and other people returned money, too. But over $1 million were still missing. The armored truck company offered a 10% reward. "If you return $1,000, for example, we'll pay you $100," the company said. Mel Kaiser had returned $57,000, so the company gave him a reward of $5,700. More people returned money and got rewards. But over $500,000 were still missing. One man, who had taken some money, telephoned a Columbus newspaper. The man did not give his name. "I took two bags of money," he said. "I'm going to take the money and leave Columbus. I have enough money for the rest of my life." Money in the bag, says money in the bag.
Listen. That is the end of Task 3, and also the end of the listening exam.